I told some of the folks before the church service that when I was in sixth grade, I was in the choir. Or on the first day of school, I was in the choir. It was the last day I was in the choir, because as we were gathering together to sing and we were singing a song, the choir director was listening to us singing. She said, "There's something wrong here." And she said, "Let's sing again." And there were about 40 or 50 of us in the room. And she goes and points at me and says, "You are not singing this well." Or something to those words. Followed by, "I don't think you really should be in choir anymore." Boo. I'm sure she was a very lovely person. I don't remember having any dislike of her other than the fact that at that point on, I was scared to death to sing. And so for me to decide to have a service in which all we do is sing is sort of a step out on into the danger zone for me. But is that not what the life of faith is all about? So the sermon that we have today, thanks be to God, is not you having to listen to me talk. On the other hand, it is you having to listen to me sing a little bit, which I'm not sure that's necessarily a blessing. But what I wanted to do is put together a number of hymns, number of songs. Some are ones that we are familiar with, some are ones that are new to us or come from the secular world. And we're going to sing those songs, and they really sort of talk about a flow that we have in our faith with God. So in the first and the beginning, it is recognizing God's presence in our world. And that flow moves to an act of celebration for being in God's presence. And then as we celebrate, we listen to what God calls us to. And as we envision how God calls us into this world, we then begin to reflect again on God's presence in our life and how it fills us. And ultimately fills us not as individuals, but fills us as a community. So let us join together and let us sing, but let me find my place first. Okay. So if you'll open your hymnals, you'll see "I Am the Light of the World." Please sing.
"I am the light of the world. You people come and follow me. If you follow in love, you'll learn the mystery of what you were meant to do and be."
Verse 2.
"To find the lost and lonely one, to heal the broken soul with love, to feed the
us and says that "I am the light of the world" and calls us to follow, that's a good thing. That's a good thing indeed, that in the midst of the world's difficulties and troubles and struggles, we ought to be able to rejoice in the goodness that the one who has created this whole world, the one who has called us into being, the one who is love incarnate, calls to us, be part of this. Be part of this endeavor. And so in the midst of that, we should stop and sing praises to God. And so we sing "Jubilate Deo." And do it in two parts. Together first, And then this will be part one and part two. Celebration that we have of rejoicing in God's presence in our lives, we know that it is not just about ourselves and feeling good about the fact that God loves us. Because in the midst of that love, God calls us to live out that love, to incarnate that love in this world. Prophet Micah 6:8, very clearly said, what is it that we are required to do? To do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. And so since we've now gotten our chops ready to sing in parts, we're going to continue to sing those words from Micah. We'll sing it all together. It's in your bulletin. All together two times. And then this group, back to Liz here, will be group one. This will be group two. And all behind there is group three.
Does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? Does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of you? Does the Lord
John Denver recorded a song many years ago called Annie's Song. I have no idea who Annie was. Huh? Was it his wife? I'm sorry? All right. How wonderful. So a student at the college you went to that met him at a concert and she became his wife, right? Oh, that's wild. I love it. So here's the thing. Throughout our world, there's music everywhere. I don't know how many of you saw the movie August Rush, but if you haven't, find it. Just to watch the first 10 minutes, because there's this young man, August Rush, and he begins to notice that all around him there is music everywhere. It's in the sound of the wheat as it blows. It's in the sound of the rain. It's everywhere around him. And I think about that, and I think about the music that people have recorded that are recorded really in a secular sense, but if you begin to listen to the words, they begin to be songs that have to do with our relationship with one another and with God. And Annie's Song is one of those. And so when we think about that flow, and that flow that God has spoken to us and says, I am the light of the world. You people, come and follow me. And the good news that we have in being able to follow God and to rejoice in that, and as we rejoice in that, to sink ourselves into the reality of what God calls to us, and in those difficult and hard times, because this is a world that is not always inclined towards justice, a world that is not always inclined towards peace, we have to return ourselves to God and our presence with God. And so, with John Denver, his wife, who was a student, who met him at a concert, let us sing this song to God. I ask you all to join with me in singing the second verse, and we'll sing the first verse together at the end. Fill up my soul. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a stream in the desert, like a sinking ocean, you fill up my senses. And so we find ourselves refreshed, renewed with God as we're singing about the rain. We turn around and there is the rain on our courtyard. Thank you. What good timing. And we realize that we are called to serve, we are called to love, we are called to people in this place that is defined by these four walls, in this place that is defined by this community, in this place is defined by these islands, the most geographically isolated place in the world, filled with culture and filled with wisdom and filled with values. And we have the opportunity to take our faith and make sure that it melds with the spirit and the wisdom of this place. And we are called, not as individuals, but called together, called as an ohana, called as a family working together.
Okay. All right. So, as I was saying, I love this song because it talks away about how it's God's spirit that weaves us together in community. And it also celebrates all the different ways that different hearts and hands in this community serve and work to bring God to people in so many different ways. Sing with me on the chorus. We've one heart from the many strands. Ehaku ipapu'uvai. God be praised through our working hands. Weave us as ohana. Weave us as one family. Weave our gifts and talents. Weave our dreams and visions. Weave one heart from the many strands. Ehaku ikapu uvai. God be praised through our working hands. Okaku okapu, hands that work for justice. Hands that show your mercy. Hands of love and welcome. Hands that share your gospel. Weave one heart from the many strands. Ehaku ikapu uvai. God be praised through our working hands. Okaku okaku, hands that work for healing. Hands that work for peace. Hands that praise your glory. Hands that lift the lowly. Weave one heart from the many strands. Ehaku ikapu uvai.